Simen Shin Chaf Vav Sif Beis. Yes, Armin. The hard shori becoming to bear your dafka kashena mokim makaira. So the.
I think we missed a mission brewer that last week. I don't think we got chet.
Okay, we'll do ches.
Sorry, I just have it marked down in my book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, ches. Sif cut and ches, back from Sif Aleph. Ches, Abba Chamet Rebbe, who didn't share me in this Chamet, it's not limited to the Chamet Rebbe, is any hot springs. Because of them, Isser Rechitza, because I did not make this Isser Rechitza. Finally, come on, Mesim Hashin Chav Ches, when we're going to run, Sif Kat Mem Tes, the Mogam Hashin Derech Lirchitz Behem, El of the Rafua, also Lirchitz Ben B'Shevis. You have a different problem, that if these are, sometimes the hot springs were used for medicinal purposes, because the sulfur, etc., whatever different things that they had. So if it became that this place was only used for refuah purposes, now it looks like a person is doing it for refuah. It's obvious he's doing it for refuah purposes, and then you have a problem of refuah on Shabbos besides your problem with rakitza, which we'll take care of with the hot springs. You solve a problem of refuah. B'tzaynanim, and then he said that.
It's more to take care of the problem of the rechitza with the hot springs. It's not fire or heat and water.
Correct. So he said that it's mutter to wash yourself with chametz aveirah, and obviously you could wash yourself with tzaynanim. Now, v'ayin l'kamam and sit mishabur sif katan chafal l'pshenog reshal l'ruchitz b'nhar. We're going to see there's a minig, however, to limit rechitza even with tzaynanim. There are cases where there's a minig to limit it. We'll see the parameters of that as we go along. Beis. Sif Beis. Yesharim the Hodashori Bechamet Tavaya Daka Kashena Mokam Makura. It's only if the place does not have a roof on it. Hava Mokam Makura is Osir. Even though it's Chamet Tavaya, but if it's in a cave or in a covered area, it's going to be problematic. Shum the Osi Lidei Zeya Be Osir, because the fact that the area is contained, it will function like a sauna. Yeah. I did. So there's Isser of Zeya. But we're going to see there's Isser of Zeya. The person can't go into a sauna for purposes of causing himself to sweat. And the hot springs, when they're in a contained area, will function along those lines. The heat, there's heat being generated, will cause a sweating situation. So some say that's a problem, and some say that's not a problem. Because I'll not make an Isser of Zeya if what's producing the heat of the Zeya is, again, the Chamei Tiberia.
So but we're saying that that by having a roof, that's the issue with the hot springs plus a roof.
Right, because it creates a very moist atmosphere inside there. You have a closed area with this hot water flowing through. It's going to create a...
I guess I don't have a good picture of what the hot springs are. It's a pit in the ground with hot water, correct?
Yeah, but it's a spring coming. It's constantly replenishing water's coming up.
Okay.
And so you imagine that's going to be putting off a lot of nice, moist, sure. Warm air.
Oh, actually, being inside of having a roof.
So you can close that area.
It's like a steam bath.
It'll be like a steam bath.
Okay.
Why people have a custom not to wash in a rib?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later on. Okay, Sif Katanyut. Al im hamokim hainu the mishum mishum makara, because it's closed. Nafish havla, the hevel is the hot moist air. There's a lot of this hot moist air there. Also the dezeya will cause a person to sweat. Ayadei rechitza through this by while you're washing there, you're also going through a sweating sauna process. Mizeya is also kilmakamam sif your base. Chazal prohibited a person going into a sauna. Yud Aleph, but there's an opinion that says they didn't prohibit Zeya in Chametaburi. the mutter bazir. The loy also bazir el makam sharachitza asura. They said in a place where you can't wash in the water, you can't even go in there for a sauna purpose. But in a place where you're allowed to wash, chametiberius, there's no iser of zeya on the chametiberius. Therefore, one zeh is not a problem, so you'll be allowed to use chametiberius even if they are enclosed. You can rely on this opinion.
What's the issue with zeya?
We'll see when we get there.
Oh, okay.
It was all part of the Chazal's different stages of trying to address the problem that the bathhouses, which functioned for brachita and for zeya in those days, the bathhouse attendants were playing games with heating the water on Shabbos. So they went through different stages of making the different gzeiras that trying to attempt to curb that problem.
I guess so there's a general iser on making yourself sweat on Shabbos.
Okay, there's two separate issues. One is that this is through the process of going into a sauna. That's what we're talking about right now. There is a discussion later on, exercising to the point of causing yourself to sweat. That's a different, separate problem. That's a refuah issue, not a rechitza issue. Okay. Okay. Now, so I'm allowed to use chametz tiberia. So I would like to take some non-chametz tiberia water, run a pipe through the chametz tiberia from my other water source. So take water source. You have nice. Let's say that the chametz tiberia might be, you know, full of sulfur, etc. Whatever, you know, this hot water might be of such a sort. I would like to take nice, pure, clear water, run it through a pipe which goes through the chametz tiberia, and the chametz tiberia will heat up the water as it goes through the pipe.
You're not allowed to do that.
So that's a mishnah of the Shabbos. You can't do that. Gimel. Amas hamayim shichama. You have a flow of water, and it really now literally actually was like a canal, but it's not limited to a canal for this purpose. It just means a small flow of water, which is hot water. There's this commentary type of water. Also, the hamshach l'socha afilu me'erev Shabbos. You can't run through that water, even if you set it up before Shabbos. Siloin was a siloin pirish tsinor mar. Here, Sinur Mars of a Silon Dover Echadheim. All of these are different names for a type of a pipe. Shall send of cold water. Upia Silon Yotzim Ichutz La'amo. The end of this pipe will come out beyond the Amo. In other words, not inside the water, but it'll run through it from one side to the other and come out the other end, other side. Then the water will now go into a depression in the ground. I have this nice place which will act like a pool of nice warm water, which is heated by the chametz tiberia water. So, because you can't run that pipe there. A, v'im himshichu, if you did run the pipe there, asurim. Even the water which went there from before Shabbos, so it was heated before Shabbos, you can't use that water berechitza for washing purposes, ubishtia, or for drinking purposes. You want a nice, you know, clear, hot water. Kilo hukma b'Shabbos. We deal with it halachically as if it was heated on Shabbos. So he said before, water which is heated on Shabbos, you can't even wash your face, hands, and feet with. Okay. So this is water like was heated on Shabbos. This happened in the case of Erev Yomtiv. B'Yomtiv, Kecham Shulchan B'Yomtiv, so now it's like on Yomtiv, you did with it as if it was heated on Yomtiv. Barasur B'Rechitza, which the Yisra Rechitza applies to Yomtiv also. But umatar mashiach, water is heated on Yom Tov, you're allowed to drink. You're allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov to drink. This is basically a mishnah of Masechta Shabbos. Okay. Yeah, Gimel. So Mishmar Yud Beis. Okay, it's cutting Yud Beis. Seal and Shalsonin. We want to run this pipe through the a pipe of clear water coming from its source at an angle, let's say, you know, at a 90-degree angle from the flow of this hot spring. This hot spring is flowing north-south. You run a pipe east-west through there of this clear, pure, cold water, which is cold, and then it's heated as it goes through the hot water. V'aser, why is it aser? Mishum nahavi kemat memetaber masav hevel. The aser filim mivajarim to much cause of assimilation zayin sefalv. So the problem over here is of running it through there. What's the aser? Chazal aser hatmona. Hatmona is insulating something. Insulation means taking the the pot, let's say, that you're of food, and totally surrounding it. So, if it's something which is just maintains the heat, it's called not a moisef hevel, but it's a makayim. It just maintains the heat. So Chazal said, you'll have to put it there before Shabbos. You can't be matman on Shabbos. There's something which actually adds heat. Chazal asked you to take and put your food or your water, in this case it'll be water, into something which will add heat, even if you put it in there before Shabbos. So you can't do that. So this is adding, it's surrounding it all sides, it's insulating it, in that sense of that it's surrounding it all sides, and it's adding heat, so you can't do this. And the water's coming out the other side into a container, into the ground. Yeah, it's a hamashamam derech hasilin, mukim yisalt, that is a closed pipe. Maybe it's harab, maybe it's makam, and pure cold water does not get mixed, doesn't mix with the hot water. It's surrounded, it flows through the hot water in the pipe. If, however, it mixes together, and you have a result, eventually you have a combination of this clear water with the hot spring water, so it's not insulating it, but it's not a pot. It's not in the sense of insulation. It's just mixing water together. That's not a problem. That's not called hot mono.
So with, why don't we call, I guess I don't understand what hot mono is in terms of that it would be a problem if it adds heat and it's sort of an insulator, correct?
The point is not so much insulation. You use the word insulator because it's not the act of mono means is to submerge something in something else.
Okay.
So, like hiding it. Actually, the correct word for hatmona is the hat means something is to hide something.
Okay. So today, most people use hot water pots on Shabbos.
Right. So there's a problem if most of you have a hot water pot and you want to. Let's go back a step. Let's say I don't want to keep my oven on. I'm eating out Shabbos morning. I want to have hot soup. So right before Shabbos, I turn the oven off, take the hot soup off, and I wrap it up in two down comforters, and put it in my bed. And when the time sort of comes, it's still boiling hot because the down comforters will keep the heat inside. That's called hot mana, right? But I do that mana before Shabbos. It doesn't add heat. It's not a moisef hevel. It just maintains the heat. Mm-hmm. So that's the motor. I can't do that on Shabbos. If I forgot to do that, it's oy vey, it's late. The pot's still sitting out. Let's go run and put it in the. I can't do that on Shabbos. However, something which there are certain materials which Chazal defined that they have a certain amount of, they generate their own heat, like the same way a compost heap. Mm-hmm. It generates its own heat. Mm-hmm. So I can't be matting something in such a type of an item, even from before Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Okay? So now, what about a situation where the insulating materials are just things which maintain, they don't add heat, but there's a heat source beneath it. So I have a blech, and there's a fire underneath the blech, and I wanted to have the pot exposed to all this cold air, so, you know, great, let's just put like a towel over the pot and have the heat from the bottom. That you cannot do. That the two combined together is if it's a mice of hevel. So your percolator has such a problem. If I want to totally enclose my percolator from all sides and there's a heat source on the bottom, I can't do that even from a four Shabbos.
A percolator?
What?
Percolator?
Right.
But
what is that? What is that? Urn, the samovar, whatever you call it. You know those, you know, those hot water
things. The fact that it has walls and it's containing your water and that and the walls themselves are hot and adding heat to that, isn't that, that's not the issue then? It's just that if you would then go ahead and then insulate that again with...
The Yisra'at Manah Chazal made the Yisra'at Manah on pots. On containers.
Yeah.
Because you very rarely put food directly into down comforters.
Yeah, sure. But right. It's covering a pot.
Right. So the pot itself is hot. Yeah. That's...
So as long as it's one kli, then
right.
There's no... So adding a second kli over top of it would be the issue.
So if you'd add a second kli on top of it, you're doing hot mana. So over here, I'm putting this jacket around it.
I see. Okay.
If you leave some of it open, so it's not, the hatmona is only if it's fully submerged.
Fully enclosed.
So I leave part of it open. It has to be at least, you know, it has to be, it can't be this little, one little spot, you know, like this, you know, microscopic spot. But if you leave a certain amount open, so then you don't have a problem.
So, but with the pump pots that we have?
Right.
So, though, I know that they're one kli, but it seems like there's two different sections. One section of the kli is a heater. The other section is a wrapping insulator for it.
That counts as the wall. It's a thick wall. The thick wall. So that's okay. Not a problem. In other words, see, here's an interesting case. So you have it. Let's say you're allowed to take a fully cooked, dry item and warm it up on top of a pot on Shabbos. So if I have my cholent pot and I want to take out some kugel Shabbos morning, and put it on top of my cholent pot, not inside it, but on top of my cholent pot to warm up, even though it's quite hot over there, it's fully cooked, it's dry, no liquid being reheated, and it's not a place where you normally cook on, you know, cook on top of pots. So that's 100% mutter. So I can wrap it up in foil that shouldn't dry out or something like that, that's fine. But I can't put it in two layers of foil, because the first layer of foil counts as the pot, and the second layer of foil counts as an insulator. Counts as an act of hatmona. Mm-hmm. But if I would like to make it thick, I can take a gigantic piece of foil and fold it over 17 times and make it that thick. That's fine, because that's a thick wall. It doesn't make an issue how thick your wall is. Mm-hmm. But if it's two pieces of foil, even though it's only that thin, it's two layers. The second layer is already problematic.
Shot is layering.
What?
Shot is layering.
So the first layer counts as the pot. The second layer is you're adding, you're being matman it. You're hiding it in something.
Well, why isn't it when you fold it over 10 times, why isn't that called layers?
Because it's all one piece. So I can make my wall thick, because I'll never ask you how thick you can make your wall. Make your wall as thick as you want. But it's one wall. So as long as it's one piece, it's a shuba from the Machzal Yo, he says that folding it over, he says it's not a problem, because it's all one piece. But once you put a second layer around it, it's a problem. So there are ways of doing it, you know, you can... Anyway.
So if you take hot soup... Hot soup right off the blech. You want to pour it into a thermos.
Thermos is not considered halachically insulated because that's like putting it in a cup. That's like a thick wall. Right. Right. Also, Chazal never answered hatmona in a cliche. Because the gzera of hatmona is that a person might come to say, I'm trying to put in the seed and maintain its seed. You know, it's cooled off a little bit. Let's warm it up. Like, if your whole goal is to heat, so we're afraid you might forget yourself and make sure that there's heat. But the act of pouring it into something else already shows you're willing to let it cool off, because that's what happens when you pour it. It cools off. So, because I'll never ask for that money in the cliche. They only ask for that money in the thing you cook, your heat, you're cooking it in. You cooked it in.
And for Chazara, do we say that there's... If I'm putting a frozen piece of challah on top of my cholent pot.
Right, so since it's not an own place to cook... Right, so it's not a place to cook. You don't doesn't have doesn't need doesn't. It's fully cooked. It's dry. So and it's not a normal place to cook because you don't normally cook on top of a pot. So it's you don't need the requirements of chazora to put it back. You let it put it in the chatkila. Now, when I say pot, it has to be a pot which has food in it. Now, turning a pot upside down and putting it on top of that pot, that's already a big argument. But that's clear in halacha, that's a siman reish kibbul that says, in the case that you have a pot which is on the fire and it has food in it, so we look at it as it's the you're not putting it, the answer is, because they're out putting it back on the fire. I'm not putting it on the fire, I'm putting it, the food in the pot, that's what's on the fire. And this is on top of that. But there's nothing else, there's just an empty pot. So it's called putting on a pot with a blech. That's exactly what the, that's the issue of Chazor. Because the purpose of the fire right now is to service that food item with a big gap. So I don't care how big the gap is. The point isn't the size of the gap. The point is, that is this called putting an ala esh. Chazor is an Isra ala esh. Or in a place where, you know, so since there's food in between, which is being used, it's not called putting ala esh. That's ala esh. This is on top of that, but there's nothing in between. It's not. Called, it's called putting alayish.
When Rabbi says food, does Rabbi mean also water, liquid?
Yes. I mean, that was the theory behind the Kedera Blech.
The new Kedera Blech is even better because you actually can use the water.
Right. Because I only like I did not like the Kedera Blech because it wasn't really being used for that. So they can't say that. Listen, the purpose of the fire is to service that water, and this is just on top of it. That's not true. You can't use that water. But the new one they made, you could actually use the water. That's much better.
But is that still Melsik and Vashal? Because
no, now that's Chazal did not in that case. Because the normal, once you're putting on top of something else, which is actually a real pot, which is heating up water, that's not called a Mokum Bishul. Okay, so this is an Isra Hatmon. But if you two things mix together, there's no pot there. That's not hot water. That's just heated. That's mixing water together. So that we said before, mixing hot water. I tell you from the Tila David, mixing hot water from the percolator together with cold water from the tap. That's not a problem of heating water on Shabbos, in regards to the sister. So you're allowed to use it for washing, even. But he says it's only mutter in Shichu Meir Shabbos. It's only if you made this pipe, which is mixing the two waters together. You put it there from before Shabbos. In other words, if you put it there on Shabbos, it'd be a problem. So, Charlie is, what's the problem if you do it? Well, if you put it there on Shabbos, so Shlomo Zalman himself says an Issa Rechitza you wouldn't have. The problem isn't a Rechitza issue, like I just told you, because you could. Like this, like the Tzilul David says, you can take hot water out of your percolator on Shabbos, put it into a klisheni, add in some cold water from the tap, mix it together, and use it to wash on Shabbos, and permitted parts in your body, right? The reason why it's a problem over here is a maleches bishul problem. Mirabon Chazal asked Chamit Tiberia in the ground like a Kli Rishon cooking the water, and then you can't use the water, you can't benefit from it anyway because you have a problem. If you put it there before Shabbos, you didn't do anything. You didn't do malacha. But you put it there on Shabbos, you do malacha the Rabbanon, so you can't benefit from it. Okay, Yud Dalet.
Where does it say this?
Yud Dalet. If you put it there, it's also to use the water. Even the water which went there from Erev Shabbos. Now, what's the problem with that? My Irish is Sosan Piasilan and Shonuk Mibajam, made some olive sun in it. You close off the pipe, so there's no new water going in. That water came there from before Shabbos. It was cold water, sat there in the pipe, going through the. It's closed off from both ends, so no new water's coming in, or really close up one end, so no new water's coming in because you can't go in if there's no place to go out. Filled up, it's been sitting there from before Shabbos. It stayed there until Shabbos. And then you open up the end, just person PM so you open up the end of the pipe, it flows out into this spot on the ground where you made to catch it. They were heated from before Shabbos. Rak shal yumut money b'Shabbos. They were just stayed there submerged and insulated on Shabbos. We pass on that mona b'misav hevel is also you cannot use the item b'diyev. You deal with it kila hukman b'shabbos. You can't use it for rechitza or for shtiya. Muslimar filo lirichitza and yada b'saser canal. And you can't even use it to wash your hands with. But on Yom Tov, you cannot use it for rechitza, but you can use it for drinking. Now Yom Tov, lach is a certain rechitza. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to heat water to wash your hands. So this is like water is heated on Yom Tov, so you're allowed to use it to wash your hands. But some are called kufa. Well, Yadav Mozer, Kamasha Kosta, Basim, and Tov, Kufir, Alisim, Beis. You are allowed to use that water to wash your hands. Okay. Dalit. You can't pour water over your body. Rechitza, we spoke about, the rechitza means submerging, was going into the water. We would call it like a tub, a bath, or going into the river, going into a bathhouse, etc. You're going into the water. Now we're discussing pouring water over the body. That's called being mishtatev. So you can't pour cold water over your body. And then Mishcham and Kenegad Abadur then go near a fireplace. You know, they would have, let's say, in the bathhouse, the place where there was a nice big fire going. Pour water over your body and sit near there. B'neshem mafshir mayim sha'olov. You're heating up the water which is on your body. B'nim z'karech, it's called Gufa B'cham, and we deal with it as if he's washing his body in hot water. But if you want to sit by the fire and warm up, and now your skin is all hot, and then pour cold water on your body, while the cold water is warming up from your heat of your body, which is nice and hot, that's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin. Because it's like washing your body in hot water. Now, we saw in Sinyan Ches that you can't take water and put it near a fire because you're warming up the water. So that's a very simple reason. Because obviously you're not staying there to the point that the water is getting out to lettuce bud. So if they're putting a pot there and saying, well, I'll come back a few minutes to take it away before it heats up too much, we're afraid you might forget. That's when it's not on your body. If it's on your body, the chances of you forgetting and staying there for too long are minimal because it's going to get too hot, you're going to walk away. It's not worried about heating up the water. To have sure, just warming it, animal kalbish, that's not called bishul. But there is a problem of rechitza, rak v'lei chashash rechitza. Now, the Rambam says only called gufa. What about if I want to do it on my arm? So on Shabbos, you saw water heated on Shabbos, even one aver is also. So why does it say you can't pour water over your whole body and then do this? I can't pour water over my hand and do it. Make my hand wet, put my hand on top of the radiator to warm up. While it's warming up the water. Zok, the Mishabura, that this is the Rambam Shita. Mesirle, the Kiman Shein Zerachitza Gemura. It's not a full act, it's not a normal act of Rechitza. Therefore, Asu Rak Kham and Shukman be Arab Shabbos, they also call called Gufa. We're going to give it a leniency as if it was water heated from before Shabbos. That's only also the whole body, but face, hands, and feet are mutter. Now, but Yeshar Mimshah B'Sif Shachazeb, we'll see another opinion in the next tip, which says, Sir the dinner Shabbos Kil Rechitz B'Cham and Shukman B'Shabbos, also feel Rechitz Ben Paniyat Baraglov, and you can't use it for any part of your body, not only the whole body, but any part of the body. Normally, water heated on Shabbos is done in a problematic way. You only didn't really heat it; you only just warmed it, which is mutter. And the Chalak was said it's not going to make it mutter according to the second opinion. I feel according to this opinion, I can't take water, put it on top of the radiator. Warm it up to the point now where it got, it heated and it just warmed up, and then use it for washing on Shabbos. I can't do that. Achashen is coming, but I can heat my body up and then by the fire and then pour water on myself. Achashen is coming, Shein Amayim is coming Kolkach, because obviously the heat of the body, even though it's been heated near the fire, will not heat the water that much. So that's not called a problem of rechitza of on Shabbos.
Your body's not warming the water?
Your body's, or a person will stand next to the fire, get his body all hot, and pour water on himself, and the body will heat up that water. That amount of heat that the body's going to put in the water is not called, like, Mayim Shehukhum B'Shabbos.
But isn't that it's machinery anyway?
So
if it's
done
to warm water that way?
That's probably true, but I guess the goal over here, the issue over here is that I don't think it was so common to pour water everybody unless they made a fire next to the fire either. I don't know whether it's so common either. Now, Ramosha Shtel's can, but it sounds like pouring the water over the body wasn't problematic. Right? Now, we'll see later, Mishabur mentioned before that there's a minute not to be Rechitz Benor even in cold water. So what about taking a shower in cold water? So this is really the equivalent of taking a shower in cold water. You're pouring water all over your body. So Rav Moshe says the Mishnah Berurah should have mentioned if that would have been usur. Mishnah Berurah should have mentioned that there's a minig, the same minig applies to pouring cold water all over your body, which he doesn't mention. So he derives on that there is, even Rav Moshe mentioned there was that it wasn't really a minig not to do that. He says you shouldn't do it. But the question in regards to our cases, let's say a person is a mitztayer, he's in discomfort, a person would be allowed to take a cold, like a bath in hot water, a cold shower would be mutter to take on shot. The minig of not being rechitz menor doesn't apply to taking a cold shower.
What does it mean to be a mitztayer for somebody in that situation?
How uncomfortable is uncomfortable?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah. Is it like, oh, I just feel gross, I want to take a cold shower because it's hot outside, or is it that I
think it's really bothering the person. It's getting making them uncomfortable. I think the definition is, maybe I'm wrong, but I think, how easy can I get distracted from my discomfort? It really bothers me as soon as I sit down to eat my apple pie, I forget about the fact that I'm uncomfortable because I'm busy with apple pie. Right? So apparently you're not so uncomfortable. Right? But if, it takes my wife's kokosh cake to get you distracted, that's a different story. But if the level is, it's really bothering you, you can't find yourself. You're uncomfortable. That's what they remind you. Hey, Sif Hey, Yesh Arim, which we said, the Mishnah already mentioned this yesharim. Shetarach lizor shalo yilachamim yodav etzel ha'esh achar natila im lo yinagvim tchila yofa. This opinion is even the same, so even a part of your body, you can't wash your hands, and without drying them, put them near a place which is going to heat up the water, because that's a problem of, like, washing your hands with water heated on Shabbos, which is problematic. So that was the second, that was another opinion, which is machmer.
Hands are already washed at that point.
What?
Your hands are already washed from the water. You're not washing your hands with hot water. Hot water is happening to touch your body.
That's called washing your hands. I mean, there's no head to wash your hands once and wash your hands a second time. I wash your hands already.
The definition is hot water touching one's body.
Correct. Now, Vav. I want to take a container full of hot water, a kapata or something like that, and put it on my stomach. So I feel you can't do that because the Rashi learns the problem is because we're afraid that some water will spill out and then you have hot water on your body. You're washing your body with hot water. I feel we think you shouldn't do that because I'll say don't to do it because when they ask a kana, because that water might burn you. Shepamim shame roiskim. Sometimes the water is boiling hot to the point that it will burn the person. Avol muta lachamim beged v'litna al bitnai. A person can take a garment, put it near the fire, make it all nice and hot, and then put it on your body, even though it warms up your stomach. Yotes filu b'chol b'chol shadasim b'shabbos. It's also on the weekdays, it's also even on Shabbos, it's for sure Shabbos on Shabbos. Hashem Yishbuchu Allah, Nimzik HaRechaz, but Shabbos can't cause the Rashi around. The Gzera over here was, it might pour onto your body, and you're washing, it's like you're washing without water on Shabbos. Okay.
Even though that, again, you don't have intention to do that, and you don't want it to fall into your body because it's very hot.
Right, because I'll put this in. I mean, if I'm Chazal and I'm saying, you know, that's mutter, you're going to have X amount of people which are going to be using this system, you know, well, chances are 57% that it's going to be falling onto my body. I get a chance to wash up my stomach or my body or my hand or whatever it is with this nice hot water, right? So, now.
What is mutter to wash on Shabbos with hot water?
Not which is water, which is heated on Shabbos.
From an urn?
Urn, we said, that's not called heated because it's just called mixing. It's not called heating. Now, fiza, yimacham and bekli sagar, in a hot water bottle, shakar and vanim flesh, which is translated as a warm bottle, like what we call a hot water bottle. So it's closed, it can't spill, so shori. According to Rashi and the Ram. Now, Tosha says the reason why it's also because why are you doing it? Because you have a pain in your stomach. So that's a refuah problem. The Talmud Shum Shemin Mitkar Shul Refuah looks like you're doing it for refuah purposes. Someone who goes into Chazal's Xer of taking medicine, comes to Osir, even in a hot water bottle, it's Osir. Sarkal Yesh Lahakal, if a person has a real need, a person really gets sick, so it's going to be. It's mutter. Now, a quote from Shlomo Zalman that nowadays even people which aren't sick, people use it when it's very cold. You know, they use it for other things, other purposes, which we don't use it nowadays. But and there nowadays, right? Like, I don't think you ever used the hot water bottle to warm up your bed, so when you get to bed, it's nice and warm. I have. right. When I was a kid, that was how it used to do.
What about electric blankets? No.
What?
What about electric blankets? This is before electric blankets.
This is before electric blankets. Yeah.
That was their electric blanket.
But would it be called refuah if somebody likes the way it feels and also is a in cases where it's relaxing for the muscles or something like that? Is that where we draw the line at refuah?
If it's a person, in other words. There's three levels. A person is totally healthy. It's not a problem of roof wood. A person who's in discomfort and pain. So, but it's not the point where the person would send them to bed. Not the type of level of pain. So then that's chazal med gzeira. Person's in the level of pain that he belongs in bed. He's that sick. Chazal remater it. They didn't answer it. So, person is totally healthy. To directly take a medicine, like why would we take a medicine anyway? Though, the problem is like anytime why you're taking. We'll see in Shin Chofes later on what the case might be. But a person who's not feeling well, you can't take an aspirin. Person really is in bed, you can take an aspirin. Mutahakam bagged who then the common plea b'shabbos and mutahaf the pirshatosis. I'm going to call kashul refuah. If I even if not a beggar, if I want to take a pot or something like that, warm it up and the nice warm metal, warm up my body. That without using water, that wasn't the standard way of doing it. Doesn't look like it's for a fool.
But you mentioned issue of Bishel then.
Well, not on the metal. Hopefully not on the metal. But an electric blanket, just getting back to your electric blanket, he said it's a joke, but electric meister, Rosh has a chub about it, he says you're allowed to use it, because the people don't do that, it's not a refuah, people don't do it for refuah purposes. Right? And I, as Gary, maybe you'll come to play with the fiddle with the things, he says that, it has to be, in other words, we can't make up our own xeris. So you can't say it's ulcer, but on the other hand, you have to be practical. The chances are, it's a good chance you might do that. So if a person can do it in such a way that he's not worried about it pulling out of the wall, he's not worried about him, he tapes up the thing, he shouldn't come to, play with the switches, etc.